Welcome back to day two of the 7 days alcohol-free podcast series from Alcohol Tipping Point. I'm your host, Debbie Mazner, registered nurse, health coach, and alcohol-free badass. All right, so today I'm giving you practical tools to help manage your alcohol cravings. So grab your LaCroix or your bubbly and listen up. All right, so these first few days you may have what I call jet lag. And that's to be expected. That's normal when you stop giving your body alcohol. And it's also day two, which means you might have a few cravings. And so sometimes you just have to ride the wave of those cravings to get to the other side, but you don't have to grit it out. So I'm going to give you a couple helpful tips to help you with those cravings. The first one is eat. I know I talk about it a lot. I'm a little obsessed with food. But that's because it's so important. So when your blood sugar is low, you're more likely to experience alcohol cravings. In fact, regular alcohol drinkers have chronic low blood sugar. So eat. Have a snack that has both protein and carbohydrates, like apples with peanut butter, nuts and cheese, or hummus with carrots. Make sure you drink it with a full glass of water. I've actually got a full podcast episode about alcohol and food. It's episode 3. It's called Food and Booze, How Alcohol Affects Your Metabolism, Weight, and Sugar Cravings. And I'll link to that in our show notes. But really interesting, really effective. And there's some tools for you in that episode as well. The other option to help you with your cravings is chewing. So keeping something in your mouth, right? So chew some minty gum or brush your teeth. Just that action of chewing can reduce your hunger. It can even make you feel fuller, and it can help you experience less cravings. And then you know how it is after you brush your teeth. Like, nothing tastes worse than eating something sweet or having any food in general after you brush your teeth. So that's a great tip for helping with your cravings. Another option is called box breathing. So box breathing is something that Navy SEALs are actually taught. So you would think that when you're going into like a high stress situation, like Navy SEALs, that they'd want to get really pumped up, but they actually practice mindfulness to be more focused. So this is a technique I use all the time. I love it. It's free. You can access your breath at any time. So we're going to do box breathing together. First, I'm going to tell you how to do it, and then we'll do it together. So what you'll be doing is you'll inhale for 4 seconds, you'll hold your breath for 4 seconds, and then you'll exhale for 4 seconds, and then you're going to repeat that. So take a moment to do that now. So inhale, hold, exhale. And then repeat. Inhale, hold, exhale, and then you can repeat that. And even just doing this for a minute can dramatically reduce the levels of the stress hormone cortisol in your body. And so that helps decrease your cravings. So it's decreasing your cortisol, and it's also helping reduce anxiety and depression, and it helps increase your mental clarity, energy, and focus. So it's a fantastic tool to use anytime you feel anxious or if you feel cravings. All right, so I want you to be enjoying this break. It will get better, and your body's going to get used to it. So just for today, practice not drinking. I am here for you. If you need any help, please reach out to me, deb@alcoholtippingpoint.com. We'd love to hear from you and how it's going. Have a wonderful day, and I'll see you tomorrow for day 3. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Alcohol Tipping Point. I'm always here for you guys, so please feel free to reach out and talk to me on Instagram @alcoholtippingpoint. And check out my website, alcoholtippingpoint.com. Again, I hope you can use these tips we talked about for the rest of your week. And until then, see you next time.